Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 4th, 2016. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I'm hearing all kinds of amazing noises in my basement today, so I don't know what's going on. If I scream and it cuts out, it's probably just normal. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Boo, A Madea Halloween. What, really? $17.2 million. Inferno was number two, with $14.8 million. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, was number 3 at $9.6 million. The Accountant, number 4, $8.4 million. And rounding out the top 5, also a little surprising, but Halloween is a great thing for horror movies. Ouija, Origin of Evil, $7.1 million. I believe it had a $9 million budget and has since made back its money with 3 weeks in the top 5 so far. So it's neat. New this week, you can get Doctor Strange, which is getting great reviews, and Trolls, which is also getting pretty good reviews. Hacksaw Ridge, Loving, and other movies are also out this weekend, also with great reviews. It seems to be this is the weekend to go see something. There's a lot to choose from. In the news, TWC Dimension has a Furby movie in the works, because of course it does. I was kidding around that it'd be fun to be the Bad Santa of E.T. clones, but I assume that's not what it's going to be. Furby does horrible things to your house and, you know, eats your food, hits on your roommate, that sort of thing. I'd like to see that movie. Johnny Depp will appear in J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts sequel, as I don't know what, because I don't know anything about Fantastic Beasts beyond it being a Harry Potter spinoff, and I haven't read those books. Or that book. Tim Miller directed Deadpool this year. His next movie will be Sonic the Hedgehog. Olivia Munn is now set to be in the new The Predator movie, which, if I'm reading this correctly and it's not a joke, will take place in suburbia, which I assume is going to do wonders for the budget and make me three times as interested to go see it. On sale, Entertainment Earth. We have a special promotion for you this week with a $20 off coupon. In addition to many other sales and offers, we're marking down items left and right. There are great deals, there are all kinds of things, but if you spend $100, we're going to give you a coupon for $20 off and free shipping on all that in-stock stuff. So you can get Fortress Maximus, normally $130, for $110 shipped. You can get Transformers cases, you can get Gentle Giant statues, you can get a whole mess of Pop Vinyl figures. As long as they're all in stock and you spend $100, use the code EARLYBIRD on checkout. We will give you $20 and free shipping on that in-stock $100 order. So give that a try. In the news this week, Funko announced Stranger Things, the first and so far only licensed products based on the Netflix show that everyone is telling you should see. You probably saw, but if you didn't see, you need to see. Dustin, Lucas, Mike, Will, Barb, Eleven, and the Demogorgon are all due next spring. Elle and the Demogorgon both have chase variants. Be on the lookout for those and check our website for photography or designs or whatever we have up right now. New Hikari figure this week, Mickey Mouse Grape Soda, Sofubi vinyl figure. We're getting a couple. There's not a lot being made, and a lot of them were spoken for last time I looked, so it might already be sold out. We also have a new exclusive on this way too Funko heavy show, E.T. Glow-in-the-Dark Finger and Chest Reaction Figure. It's an Entertainment Earth exclusive. We're not getting a lot of them. It's a low run. I can't tell you how low, but it's low. I ordered one. I should probably order two. And it goes with the E.T. Reaction Figure 3-pack, which has a regular E.T. and Gertie and Elliot. The exclusive one, I want to say so far, but I'm pretty sure is the only carded E.T. figure being made in the reaction line. So if you want one, this is the one to get. We also added pre-orders for some new items like Moana. Swingin' Sounds Maui Doll is one of the many items we put up. There's also numerous Moanas with boats, with pigs, with all kinds of cool stuff. So check that out. The movie is expected to be quite the hit. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote most, if not all, of the music. And he just dropped a new mixtape this week. So the Hamilton kids, they love this guy. And you'll probably be asked about it for Christmas from somebody. So, there you go. We added the Barbie Candy Cane dolls, and also the New York Comic-Con exclusive reaction figures from Super 7. A bloody alien queen in a biohazard bag, a carded bloody Jason Voorhees, and a partially glow-in-the-dark Creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm probably going to need to order these, because they are cool. So come to our site, check these out, get your order in. Remember, in-stock items are where you want to go right now if you want a discount. Use the coupon EARLYBIRD for $20 off with free shipping at Entertainment Earth until it expires, which I don't believe we've announced the expiration date yet. Also, you'll want to be here next week on Friday if you like Transformers. I don't think tell you exactly what it is because of reasons, but if you're clued into the Transformers fan base and you've enjoyed recent toys and you're expecting an interesting item to come out in the next month or so, I would be here next Friday, is what I'm saying. And also be sure to take a look at whatever coupons we may have available if you're interested in such things at that time. I'm winking right now, you just can't see it. And that will also be our toy of the week next week, so more on that then. See you next time, everybody. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth for more, and don't forget to check out our Facebook page and all of our social meets. We've got lots of those. I'm old. I don't know what the Instagram and the Snapchat. I'll figure it out some. No, I won't. I'm lying to you. I just like Twitter. I'm a big fan. So EntEarth, Twitter. Check it out. And we're great everywhere else. I'm on Twitter. So, yeah. See you next time, everybody.